here we go.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ. To the UAE. The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Built for the nation with dedication, no alteration.
Yes, what is happening? 7:02. Good morning, Big Rossi here. Pretty Malik, good morning to you.
Good morning, how you feeling?
Good, happy Thursday. Everything's good, had a good night's sleep.
Oh, that's good.
Had breakfast with the kids.
Oh, nice, that's cute.
And nice, yeah, I hope you're doing all right. And if you're fasting, I hope you're doing well. I think, is it day four today?
Yeah, 6:31 is the time you're going to be breaking fast
so
today.
So it's got a minute later?
Yes.
Every day?
Not every day.
Not every day, but... Okay, 6:31 is later on. That's your iftar time. How was the last 24 hours for you?
Last 24 hours was very good. I took on the task of washing my hair this morning and drying it. It's too much. It's too much before the show.
Wow, okay, that's good.
I've done far too much for the day already.
I know. That extra hour that we're getting is really helping.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
I know it's hard for everyone else. But we've got some great prizes up for grabs today to cheer you up if you need it.
Yeah, we're going to send you to an iftar today, which is very exciting. So that's coming up this hour. Gossip coming up. Dua Lipa makes a huge announcement.
Oh.
And Jennifer Lopez is making her fans very angry.
Okay, Dua Lipa making a massive announcement. Can't wait to hear that. Here she is right now with Houdini kicking off the Chris Fade Show this morning. Just coming up to 7:04 for your Thursday. Nearly there. Nearly at the weekend. It was like being in the UK this morning.
Yeah, it was quite foggy. So Dubai and Ras Al Khaimah are going to be the two Emirates that are hardest hit by it. So just be careful.
Okay, yeah. Drive safe if you're on those foggy roads. I was lost with what to do. I always do get a bit lost with the fog.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know what to do with my windscreen because I've forgotten what you do. Like, because it's sort of still hot, but it's fogging up. So you put your...
The defrost. Right?
Defrost, exactly. What, like, it still gets foggy, you know what I mean? Like, on the inside and outside, and you have to put the windscreen wipers on.
Yes, you put the wipers on.
Forgotten what to do in fog?
Actually, you know what? Over the years, I feel like it's reduced. Are we really talking about the weather? I feel like over the years, it's reduced.
It used to be, I remember
like
driving.
Foggy.
Do you remember driving to Studio City and stuff like that?
Yeah, I remember driving to our first offices, our Maktoum offices, and right. The... I could barely see the sign for Maktoum Bridge.
Where were you living then? Were you living in Mankul?
No, in Dera.
In Dera, yeah. And then you.
So
drive.
I could barely see the sign for Maktoum Bridge. Because you had to go over Maktoum Bridge. I was like, I hope this is the right one. Here I go.
Just guessing which way to go. Oh my gosh. Drive safe if you are driving though this morning in those areas. Thursday, talking about fog already. How we have lowered ourselves since Chris has gone away. Just talking about the weather.
That's what I was saying. I was like, are we really talking about the weather? But...
We are, it seems.
It is what it is.
What's up, Tina? Tell me, what are you going to have a go at me for this morning?
I don't usually like people having a go at you, Rossi. But it was just to say, you need to become British again. You should know how to drive in the fog.
I know.
Your fog lights on, your hazards off, your lights, headlights on, and your heated screen for the window.
I have.
And your wipers if you can't see.
Yeah, I know, but it's so
simple.
Weird. It's so weird. Like, I'll put the heated screen on, and then it gets foggy on the outside of the window. You need to put the windscreen wipers on.
No, it doesn't get foggy on the outside. It's water. You just wipe
condensation,
it.
Condensation, Tina. Is that?
Yeah, okay. That's all it is.
I mean, I haven't been back to the UK since... I mean, I moved here
a few months.
2008, though.
Yeah, but you go back every year, don't you? You've been during Christmas. You've been in the summer.
Yeah, I know, but it's easy to forget. I like to forget my British past
these days.
I've
been here 19 years, Rossi, and I haven't forgotten.
I mean, yeah. What do you think about your friends who... I was going to say that don't use the hose pipe in the toilet, because my friend...
Rossi, what?
I'm just saying, like, I've completely forgotten my British roots. I am fully invested here now. I'm happy here, you know, and I can't believe it when I go home.
As they say, when in Rome, do as the Romans, right?
I know, it's hard.
We have to adapt.
I'm going back in a couple of weeks,
but
Tina. I'm going back. So I'm going to prepare myself for going back. I'm going to have to fill up my own petrol and, you know, just...
Oh, that's the thing, yeah. Yeah, doing your own petrol, that always gets me. I sit there and then think, when's he coming? And then I'm not there. I have to do it myself.
Well, what I like is, you know, when yesterday I got these new glasses and I just got a Korean bike to go and pick them up. Like, That doesn't exist in the UK. Like, stuff like that. I'm like, oh, it's so amazing living here. You know what I mean, Tina?
And this car food coming to put your petrol, and we're just so spoiled.
We are. Maybe it's good for me to go home and keep my feet on the ground, Tina. So I'll take your advice on board there. All right. Well, listen, have a great day.
A lovely day, everyone.
Now, every time I drive in fog, I'm going to remember Tina. There we go.
I went down the Netflix rabbit hole yesterday.
Uh-oh.
This show has destroyed me, Rossi.
What is it?
Have you seen One Day?
No. What?
I'm so late on this, I know. But oh my gosh. What a show. A soul-destroying show.
Is it?
Stars Leo Woodall and Ambika Modi. It was a book that was a movie starring Anne Hathaway, and now they've turned into a series. Oh my gosh. It's like... It's almost... Hey, you like This Is Us, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd like this show then.
Really?
It's about a friendship over the years.
Okay.
About how two people really always loved each other, but never really...
Oh, yeah, I've been watching it.
Have you finished it? Don't spoil the end.
No, I can't remember where I'm up to. I'm up to where they're in a maze. Have you done that bit yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been watching it in our house.
How good is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Liz has been watching it.
You've been watching it too.
He's a TV, children's TV presenter or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you like it so far?
I was like, I was just doing my work and
it's on in the background.
Yeah, and then you slowly start getting invested
in
it.
Yes, yes.
Same as Jeff when he watches stuff with you. So yeah, I've been getting into
it. How good. Oh my gosh. If you want a binge worthy show to watch.
Yeah.
One Day on Netflix. It's just, it really does break your heart.
Oh no! You're revealing the end now.
No, I don't think so. I mean it in the sense that imagine two people who love each other but have not said it, and it's heartbreaking to watch them.
Yeah.
Not be with each other.
Right, because she becomes a successful author, right? That's spoilers, isn't it? She becomes.
Yes, that's definitely a spoiler.
Yeah, better stop talking about it. But yes, let me check to see if I finished it. Because if
you would know.
Yeah.
You would know. But if you're looking for that recommendation, and 100%, it just made me think, like, just say, tell people you love them. Just do it.
Yeah.
Even if it's your friends, your family, just do it.
Yeah, we're only here once. Well, Liz is...
What else is she watching?
Well, she's watched that, so I think she might have finished it.
No, you would have definitely remembered the ending.
No, but sometimes she just goes upstairs.
Oh, without you.
And watches it on the iPad, but like... If I was to go and try and finish it on my own, would that be a bit...
No, why?
It'd be fine.
It's a great show.
Like, say someone knocked on the door and found me watching that by myself.
So what?
Yeah.
We need to get past all that now,
I suppose,
Rossi.
Yeah. I mean,
we're in 2024.
I used to watch Thingio and The City on my own.
It's a great show.
Back to back on Channel 4 in the UK. Those were the days. This lady is doing something absolutely fantastic.
Pirate Surf is such a great organization here in the country. They do so many amazing things with the kids, right?
Yeah, my kids were going there, but they're a bit... lazy. So
what
stopped.
Do you mean?
They just got loads going on and they're so lazy. I need to push them more because it's such an amazing exercise for the kids. And they learn all about the ocean. They learn so much about it. It's so good.
And now we've got the founder of Pirate Surf on with us. Candy, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Very good. And you, thank you.
We're doing well, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like I need to give you some energy. I need to do something because what you guys are about to embark on is absolutely insane. Before we get to that, tell us more about Pirate Surf.
So Pirate Surf was founded 14 years ago, and it was based on the very kind of traditional nippers program. And then I thought, no ways, I'm going to put this on steroids and turn it into a lifestyle program for kids where we just make them into better kind of people, greater self-confidence, expose them to numerous activities. And it just grew into this lifestyle program that includes so much more than just your surf life setting, creating a community that the kids are, you know, they feel part of, they belong to. So we don't just have the traditional surfing qualifications they have from MMA survival, marine conservation, jiu-jitsu, beach tennis, beach volleyball, beach frisbee, ultimate frisbee, self-defense, etiquette. So it's a full range of activities that we give to them.
It's really grown, Pirate Surf, like over the years. I remember when it started out so small, and now you just go down that Kite Beach area. They've got shops. They've got massive trucks with Pirate Surf on the side of it. You're taking over.
Hard work, Rusty. That's it. Persistence, perseverance, patience, and consistency. And, that's the trick.
And dedication, Candy. Now, this weekend, you and a team, 30 of you actually, are going around the world in 18 hours. Tell us more.
That's correct. So we start on Kaya Beach at 6 p.m. on Friday night, and we do a relay kind of format around the world islands. So we're going anti-clockwise. Every two, so we're putting them in groups of two or three, and it's actually grown. We have about 53 swimmers in total.
Wow.
So they'll go in pairs, and every kilometer or 30 minutes, we change over swimmers. So we'll finish and probably at about 6 p.m. on Saturday evening on Kite Beach, where we started 14 years ago.
Wow. So you... I mean, I've been on a boat to the World Islands. Are you saying you're swimming from Kite Beach out to the World Islands, like in a relay? Is that what you're doing?
Correct. Wow. Around the World Islands.
And then round the world. Around. I mean, that boat journey takes a long enough, like on a boat, but well, swimming as well.
Wait, so you're swimming through the night? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we start 11 p.m. and we swim right through the night. It's 34 kilometers. That these kids are going to be doing.
I'm going to ask a very silly question, Candy, but forgive me, I'm not very athletic. How do you see? Like, what are you seeing at night?
What do you see?
Yeah.
Got lights?
We see nothing. No, we've got lights, we've got boats. The IMC are actually supporting us, and they have been phenomenal. So you've got two support boats, you've got rescue boats, you've got paramedic boats, you've got training boats, you've got taxi boats ferrying kids from the marina to wherever the changeover takes place.
That's insane.
So the team that's working with pirates on this are phenomenal. It's not just me, obviously.
Mm.
So, yeah, we've got a phenomenal group, you know, doing all the logistics and everything. We'll do a lot of live feed on it so people can actually track us and see where these kids are going and how we're doing and how they feel as they come out the water. So it's going to be really exciting.
Now, you've got Isaac with you, who's, I think, 17 years old, and he's going to be doing this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got him and his brother, Aiden, with me.
Can we speak to Isaac real quick? Because this is no small feat here.
Yes, hold on one second.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Isaac. How are you?
Yeah, great. You?
I'm doing okay. What are your weekend plans? You feel like swimming around the world?
Of course, yeah. Definitely.
I love that, mate. Are you one of those guys that help Candy down there with the other kids as well, like a teacher in a way as well?
Yeah, always. Yeah. I've been doing pirates for like 11 years now.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck, mate. I think you're going to smash it. Where can we follow you? Can we follow you on an Instagram or something on the Pirate Surf page?
Yeah, Pirate Surf has an Instagram. It's Pirate Surf Rescue. Look up on Instagram and you can find us there.
Amazing. Isaac, well, best of luck for this weekend. I'm sure you guys are going to absolutely kill it. We're going to be following the journey with Pirate Surf as well. Candy, thank you so much and good luck for this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys, for all your support, and we'll keep you all posted.
Can't wait. We'll be down there to support. I'll bring some jelly babies, all right? Have a great day. Thanks so much. So I mentioned earlier on, Pretty, I've joined the greatest WhatsApp group ever. It's going to be so beneficial for me.
What are you getting for free? That's the number one question.
Well, yeah, you know I do like a freebie now and again. But my friend, shout out to Joe, is going to be celebrating getting his A380 license.
Oh, lovely.
So he's a pilot for Emirates, right? So.
Was Joe the one who came to our studio?
Yes, he
was lovely.
He came
okay,
great
congratulations,
guy from
Joe.
Liverpool. Shout out to Joe. Hi, Joe. I've never asked him for a free anything.
Until now.
Well, he's celebrating getting his A380 license, right?
Yeah.
I think you have to do like a test or something to fly the A380. So he's having a big event like to celebrate his... Well, I hope it's not a surprise. I've ruined it if that's the case. Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. But anyway, let's just pretend it's... I think he should know about it, obviously. Anyway, I hope so. If he's having a party... It's ruined now. But His wife is organising this party, right?
I don't think he's supposed to know, Rossi.
He doesn't listen to me anyway, it's all right. And he's invited me, but he started this WhatsApp group, and I'm not joking. There's 50 pilots on there.
Oh, this is the worst idea ever. Does Joe not know you? Has he just met you last week?
So this party's coming up. I'm just going to be mingling around all these pilots, get loads of contacts.
You just want to get on everyone's flight list, don't you?
ID 50, ID 90, baby.
You know you have to be on a list, right? They have to put you on the list at the beginning of the year as one of the names.
Oh, you seem to know a lot about this, don't you?
My dad is a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Gosh.
Does it work like that? Do I get on the list? How do I get on the list? This is brilliant. Now, there's going to be 50 pilots there, all of his friends.
This is Ross. This is the problem with Rossi. Yeah. You're always looking for a freebie from someone.
Well, I think, why not?
But, okay, let's reverse it. We work in radio, right? We're constantly being asked for, like, free tickets and things like that.
Only yesterday I was asked for free tickets.
And how does it make
you... Tom Grennan.
Who? To what?
Tom Grennan at the Dubai Opera.
Anyway. Oh, the
singer,
yeah. Okay. And, no, I thought it was the... Anyways.
He's a singer, yeah.
Okay. And how does that make you feel?
Fine.
And do you get them?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes
I
you
like
do?
Helping out people, yeah. I'm from that ilk where I like people getting stuff for free. I like helping people.
As long as you're getting something for free too.
As well, yeah. But if they take my tickets, absolutely no chance. But it did get me thinking though, what is a job that you have where people always ask you for free stuff?
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Definitely. Could be, airline.
Could, like a hairdresser, for instance. Can you come round and do my hair?
Yeah.
You know, you work in Virgin... Platinum list tickets or whatever it may be. Can you get me some tickets for this? Give me a job that you have where people always ask you for stuff for free and you're like, oh, please stop. 04-871-5544. I thought we were doing it together then.
Sorry,
pretty.
Ross, I'll let you do it.
Let's play an apt song now for all the pilots listening. Hold on, we're going home.
Do you have a job where people are always asking you for free things? 04-871-5544.
Rania, tell us what you do and what people want from you.
Hi. So I'm a graphic designer, and I always get asked for free logos, free brochure designs.
Yeah.
No one ever approaches it as a job, ever.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine that, especially nowadays where everyone's on Instagram, YouTubing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone from my family and friends, they're all, I want to do a new logo for my restaurant. I want to do a new logo for my profile. And I want to do a brochure. No one ever pays me for it.
Oh, hey, Rania.
Hey, Rania. Thanks for your call, Rania. Let's go with Krita. Krita, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Hello.
Good. Tell us what your job is and what people want from you.
So, food content creator. And being on social media, of course, everybody wants exposure. So I get asked all the time to promote products for free. So, oh, we'll give you, you know, a bag of rice. Do you mind promoting it? Which, you know, takes time and takes a lot of effort. So, yeah, it's kind of hard to do things for free when that's kind of your job.
Yeah, I mean, the bag of rice won't pay the bills, right?
Oh,
at the end of the day. It's true, though. If that's her full-time job, it won't.
I mean, the bag of rice won't pay the bills. I love that one.
It's true.
Thanks for your call, Krita. Okay. Oh, here's Michelle. Michelle, go on. Your husband works for Emirates, right?
Yes, that's right. So I was laughing when I listened to you guys this morning because it's so true. I was telling, you know, the lady that picked up the phone. I don't know if it was pretty or it was one of the other
co-hosts. It was Basma.
Yeah.
Oh, Basma, sorry about that. So I was saying that even when we were living in the pilot community, even the Uber driver that comes and picks you up, or if you take a Dubai taxi, it will see, okay, you live here, so you must, you know, your husband must be a pilot, and would then ask you for a free ticket.
Oh,
really?
Would ask you for a free ticket, you know, not necessarily just your friends and whatnot.
How does it make you feel? Do you feel like a little bit enraged because just nonstop, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually used to it by now.
Yeah.
Because we've been here for 8 years now. But what I wanted to say, Ross, is I can hook you up when January rolls around. Pretty was quite right.
See?
We've got to give in the list in January.
I know, but, you know...
So you have to build a relationship now for January 2025, Rossi, because that's when you get on the list.
No, I mean, I am half joking. I do
that's
feel
a lie. That's such a lie.
I do feel a bit cringe.
He's lying.
No, it's not. I mean, we get money for flights. You know what I mean? We're all
Rossi,
right.
Rossi, you're telling me you will not try to get a free flight? Please.
I haven't. You can ask my friend.
Please.
I've never asked him.
Please.
Arthur, hello. Oh, no, you've gone. All right, this one, final to finish us off. Let's go with Zwina. Hi, Zwina. You work for Lush Cosmetics, right?
Hi, yeah, I work for Lush Cosmetics, and I'm always getting asked for free stuff.
You've got the good stuff, though.
What do you get asked for? Which ones?
People always ask me for, like, free skincare, free bath bombs, like, every time I mention, oh, like, I work in Lush Cosmetics, they're always like, oh, could you give me, like, a bath bomb or, like a moisturizer or something?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sometimes I do, like, you know, give them something that I have, but it gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah. Stop asking her for Lush.
Yeah, you can smell the freebie hunters coming from miles away. Just like Lush when you're in the mall, you can smell it from miles away. Thanks so much. And finally, this one about a discount card. Hamta, tell us about your discount card.
Well, I work for the airline,
mm-hmm.
and I do get a discount card. And my husband works for the airport, so he gets another discount card. So we're like the perfect duo when we get invited to places and things, because sometimes I wonder, is it because of the discount card?
Aww.
Oh, you know, people not inviting you because they want to be your friend just because of the discount card.
Oh, that's sad. That's not... Now, you sound lovely, Hamta.
No, I'm sure we're good friends, but yeah, you sometimes wonder. And sometimes you go to places and you're like, okay, which card has the most discount? So
yeah,
it's a good one.
Come to think of it, I've been getting asked out and about more since I bought the Entertainer. That's weird.
This is the Chris Fade Show. Wake up.
Virgin Radio.
Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
What's going on in the goss, Pretty?
So if you go to Chris Fade Show right now, you will see the collaboration that no one expected on their bingo cards for 2024. And that is Ed Sheeran and Shah Rukh Khan.
I saw this video this morning. This is brilliant. So basically, Ed Sheeran is doing the Shah Rukh Khan pose, right?
Yeah, the Shah Rukh Khan pose with Shah Rukh Khan. It's like his signature move. And it's pretty cool. So Ed Sheeran has been in Mumbai. He's been there all this week. He's performing this weekend. And while he's been there, he's visited schools, which he put up on his Instagram, which is really cool. But he's been hanging out with all the Bollywood stars. He was dancing with another singer. Like, he's been doing a lot. So
the way he does it, like Ed Sheeran, when he's on Instagram and when he goes to a place where he's performing, it's like he's a member of the Royal British Family or something. Like, going to all these schools. You know, when he came here, he went to a guitar school.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really nice what he does. But
it's what we love. Why we love Ed Sheeran.
I fell into a Bollywood hole here, Pretty.
Okay.
Because since I saw this video this morning, I've been YouTubing, like, what these stars do outside their houses, like Shah Rukh Khan and you know,
Shah Rukh Khan.
They stand outside the houses and thousands of people come and see them.
They're superstars.
And the other guy, Amitabh Bachchan. Yeah, it's like thousands of people outside the house every week.
Every day,
wow.
So that's that. You can go see it on Chris Fade's show.
Check it out now.
Beyonce has finally revealed the name of her upcoming album. Cowboy Carter, yeehaw, arrives on March 29th.
It's going to be a whole country
album. It's a whole country album. And rumor has it, Dolly Parton has also given her blessing for Beyonce to do a remake of her hit, Jolene.
Jolene.
You know the song.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene, Jolene.
This is a tune.
Please don't take him just because you can.
So
I remember being at several parties back in the day when I used to party back in the UK, and the ladies would always put this song on.
It's a good karaoke song.
Yeah.
Too. It is. Okay, so there's a new photo controversy, I'm sorry, surrounding Kate Middleton. We're over the Mother's Day photo. We've moved on to another photo. So on March 11th, Kate was photographed alongside her husband, Prince William, in the back seat of a Range Rover leaving Windsor Castle. Social media users have been quick to kind of analyze the photo because Kate owned up to photoshopping the other one, right?
Right.
They're like, ooh, the bricks on the wall don't match. Hey, this photo of Kate, the back of her head, looks exactly like this photo from 2016. I think they photoshopped it in. Well, now the photo agency that actually took the photo has spoken out. Goff Photos has said, quote, the pictures have been cropped and lightened, but nothing has been doctored. So all the conspiracy theorists can just calm down. And finally, this list just came out. Who is the most marketable athlete in the world?
Oof.
Usually, LeBron James tops the list every single year. However, this year, it's a little bit different. They've given the top five. Can I go through them?
Go for it.
So in at number five is Megan Rapinoe, who is a former USA soccer player.
Okay.
Number four, basketball player Giannis Antetokounmpo. Then you've got Alex Morgan, and at number three, another USA soccer star.
Right.
Number two is now LeBron James. And number one, the most marketable athlete for 2023 is Lionel Messi.
Oh, there we go. Congratulations. Messi's taking it out.
Yeah, it looks like his move to Inter Miami in the States really, I guess, helped him leapfrog everyone else. So there you go.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Like that list is, I think it's 50% basketball players, 50% soccer players.
Two in the top five. You've got three soccer players or footballers and two basketball players.
There we go. Are they the biggest sports in the world? Mm. Oh, all the cricket players. The fans will be hating me now. Hit us with your tag, pretty.
I was about to say the phone number for the station. Am I okay? Peace out, home fries.
Hope you're doing well. Big Rossi here on the Chris Fade Show, 8:56. And yesterday, yes, I got the results back from my doctor's appointment.
So over the years, Rossi, you've gone through some ups and downs.
Yeah.
You've been dealing with a bit of anxiety, some stomach issues, right?
Yeah, I've got a lot of gas. I've got a lot of acid reflux.
Dizzy sometimes.
Dizzy, yeah. Dizzy, blurred vision. So maybe
the vision we've corrected. We've gotten glasses now.
Yeah. But I still have like this niggling pain here in the middle of my stomach, like my upper stomach.
Yes.
It's like a dull ache. So I've been worried about it anyway.
So you went to the doctor, which is, you know, the right thing to do. If you're not feeling right, go see an expert.
I mean, I've just been putting it off for 3 years.
So you finally went to the doctor. You've done a full blood test, a full blood panel to see if everything is in the right place.
Yeah, I knew that for a fact that the full blood test was going to do it. It's going to tell me what's wrong with me. I'm going to find out exactly what is wrong with me. And he called me yesterday. The doctor called me up. His name is Ali Ali. He called me up and he said, hi, Rossi. All your blood tests were absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
I knew it.
Nothing wrong with you?
I knew it. What did I tell you yesterday off the radio?
I want answers. And there's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing
wrong. But I don't feel right.
Rossi, do you know what we do for a living? The time that we wake up? The things that we do throughout the day?
Yeah.
That's why. We all walk around feeling like that.
I feel like I've got jet lag permanently and I'm going to die.
You're going to be okay, Rossi. Stop it.
I wanted answers and I didn't get any.
Well, the answer is you're just fine.
Yeah.
Take a nap.
Thank goodness. Maybe more sleep is on the cards. Yeah. Although I did see myself turning a pale of yellow, which is quite ironic that I'm playing this song right now. But this is Coldplay. I haven't heard this for absolutely ages.
So I was on TikTok, as you do, the doom scroll, right?
TikToking, stroking the hamster, as I call it.
And then I came across this video, and it really got me thinking about single people in 2024.
Yeah.
Can we have a listen?
Let's go for it. Okay, here we go.
Where is a healthy place to meet people to date these days? Because I was talking to my roommate the other day, and pretty much all we have is dating apps in the bar. You can't talk to girls at the gym. That's illegal. The last thing you want to do is become a creep somehow by accident. Plus, no one just approaches strangers anymore out in public. Half of that is probably because everyone's so locked in on their phones all the time. And everyone always says you're not going to meet your wife at the bar. And Hinge has really never worked out for me in the long scheme of things. And I get my groceries delivered because I drive a motorcycle, so you're not going to see me at Trader Joe's or Target much. So in today, 2024, where are we supposed to meet people to fall in love with to get into a healthy relationship?
Aw, I felt sad for him when I saw that because he was going through the list. I'm like, okay, grocery shopping, gyms, out and about, whether it's like a restaurant, a cafe, whatever it is. No one is talking to each other. No one talks to each other anymore.
Right.
So where is the place to meet people for a healthy long-term relationship in 2024? Add your suggestions, 0487155544.
Friend of a friend, isn't it? So you go out with one friend, they invite another friend, like just by chance, and then you get...
What if you don't have any single friends?
If you don't have any...
Like you only have the one single friend and you don't know anyone else.
Yeah, because this is a thing, like my sister-in-law, Katie, I don't think she likes coming out with us because whenever we go out, it's just...
Couples.
And kids.
And she's single.
So she feels a bit left out, I think, which is bad.
Yeah, so it's like you don't have a friend that you can introduce her to because all your friends are married or in a relationship. Or
I do have a few friends, but I would not introduce them to Katie. She's too good for them.
Aw, I love that. Katie's cool. So where do you meet people for a healthy long-term relationship? You're looking to get married. You're looking to find the one. Where is that person? 0487155544. It's so true because what he said is right. No one talks to each other anymore.
No.
You don't have random conversations with people anymore.
100%. Here's Alan. Hi, Alan. Where do you meet people these days?
A good place, as I just spoke to somebody before, was you go to places of the religion you follow. That's a good place to meet people. It need not necessarily, you attend a mass or something, but there's always some events going on there. Try and get involved in some... community events, social gatherings. I'm sure there'll be a lot of good people we can meet and find our life partner.
100%. You're going to get a nice, honest person there.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. So if you are religious, maybe your place of worship.
Okay, that's a good one. Shadna, what are you saying? Where should we meet people these days?
Maybe work. I met my husband at work.
Work, but see, together? Work is a hard one, Shadna, because if it doesn't work, then it's awkward.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Say the relationship doesn't work out, Shadna. You're going to have to work with them still, or you might have to change your job.
True. But I met my husband at work. We worked in the same department, and we worked out pretty well.
How many years have you been married?
13 years together, 10 years married, 2 kids.
Well, if it worked for Shadna, maybe that's the place to look as well.
Do you still work in the same place, Shadna?
No, we don't, unfortunately.
That's why it's working.
true.
But that's the most time, that's the most place we spend our time is at work.
True.
Either is at home, at work, unless you're single, you go out. Otherwise,
yeah.
Home or work.
Some people spend more time with their work partners than they do their actual family or actual partners, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shadna. Monica, tell us, where do we meet people these days?
Hi, I'm not single, but I think if you get yourself a dog, then you kind of get easy conversations with people, especially if you're a man. You know, most ladies love dogs, especially if they're kind of small, cute. I wouldn't advise you to get something, you know, like dangerous German Shepherd or something.
Yeah.
But I think as a dog owner and dog walker, you definitely meet so many people.
That is true, though. I have so many conversations with people when I'm walking Duke.
What are they trying to...
No, I'm saying that's a good way to meet people.
Yeah.
Because it's a good conversation opener. If you have a dog, can I pet your dog? Then you get into a conversation.
I mean, I hate it. I hate it. I'll be honest with you.
What?
Well, like, say you go into, like, the dog park. Oh, how old is he? What breed is he?
Yeah, but you're not single looking for love, Rossi.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it's the same questions all the time. Oh, what type of breed is he?
Rossi, no one is trying to get with... this is a good this is good advice for single people, I think, Monica. Don't listen to Rossi.
Thanks,
I think you're right.
Monica. We'll take that on board. Get a dog, right?
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Or be like Joey and Chandler from Friends and like borrow someone's baby or something.
No, that's weird. Don't do that.
Finally, let's go with Priyanka. Tell us, where should we go, Priyanka?
I think you should go and look for someone where you go for your regular extracurricular activities like horse riding, archery classes, dance classes, because the common interest should definitely match.
Yeah. I suppose that's good, like if you both like archery.
Yeah, go do a pottery class or something.
Yeah.
Not a pottery. I don't think the guys will come to pottery class. But then I think dance classes or a workout session, whichever activity you are into, maybe it's learning a musical instrument for that matter.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. It depends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the pottery one, you know. You could, like, recreate the scene from Ghost.
Yeah.
With Patrick Swayze and...
Why not?
The other lady. Adam Adeen has joined us in the studio. Hello, Adam.
Good morning, man. Yeah, I'm excited, man. This is great.
How's it been going?
Good, really good. I'm learning so much. I mean, every time I come on the show, I just I feel like I get like a lecture, like in a like in the most amazing way.
I
like,
love that.
I learned something new. You know, I learned what this button does, what that button does. And you think after 9 months I'd learn it all, but no, it's
hey, we've been here 20 years and counting, and we're still learning.
Yeah, I know exactly. I tell you what, is that seat? Have you hired that seat up, or you're looking taller, mate?
Stop it, Rosie.
If you don't know, Adam Adeen, he is documenting his journey on stretching because he wants to be taller.
Yeah, that's right. So 20 days ago, I started stretching, and the goal was to see how tall I get after stretching for around 2 hours every day. 10 days in, I made it 1 hour because 2 hours became too much.
It's too much, yeah.
It is too much. My legs started to become sore from stretching. Yeah. It became really bad. But I didn't measure yet, and so we'll see how much taller I got.
How many more days?
We got 10 more days.
Okay, so in 10 days, we get the big reveal. What did we start out at? What's the height that we started out at?
5'7".
And what's your goal?
6 foot.
No, I'm joking. Stop it. What's it? Realistically, do you feel like you're taller?
I feel taller just because I've been decompressed so much. I mean, I've literally, when you stretch so much, you just feel open. I mean, I wasn't able to touch my toes at all. Now I can put the back of my hand on the floor.
I mean, if the taller...
So the stretching's working.
I'm getting really flexible. But the thing is, like, I don't know if I'm getting taller. I feel taller, but I promise myself I won't measure again.
Okay, no measuring until 10 days.
Done. Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
Well, you know, when I was a young lad, I used to sleep upside down by my feet.
That's Rossi, how, just stop.
That's why I'm so tall.
Adam, go get ready for
try
the show.
That. Try Rossi, that tonight. Honestly, try sleeping upside down by your feet. Let's see if that helps
I'm
as well.
I'm not saying no.
Adam Adeen on the way from 10.
I come for the gossip.
My daily dose of Hollywood.
Pretty Malik gossip.
Peace out, home fries.
On Virgin Radio.
Well, she's working overtime at the moment. We're doing gossip all the time.
Well, there's a lot going on, to be very honest
there
with you,
Rossi. And it's always on point. What do we got?
So Olivia Munn, who is a wonderful actress, shared some bittersweet news on her Instagram. She revealed that she was diagnosed with breast cancer in April 2023. Exactly 30 days later, she had a double mastectomy. She's doing much better now, but she kind of explained her story. And she said that her and her sister both got tested negative for the BRCA gene, which is how you know if you're going to be getting breast cancer or not. And okay, her mammogram came back clear. But her doctor pushed for her to do one more test to kind of see if she's, you know, got anything going on. And that test result is what discovered that she actually had breast cancer. And she wrote on her Instagram saying that I'm lucky we caught it with enough time that I had options. So she's just revealing that later. So Can't say it enough. We say it on our show all the time. Get tested.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, if you catch it early enough, like Olivia Munn said, you can actually do something about it. So
I know. It's easy to say, like, get tested and all that, but you've got to go, you know, go and do it. Like, I need to do it, like, as a man as well. There's, you know,
yeah, of course,
testicular cancer as
yeah,
well, and
exactly.
Prostate cancer. You always just put it on the back foot, don't you know?
Like, yeah.
On the back burner.
You're like, oh, it won't be me, but you just don't know.
But as you say, like, this week I've been going to doctors trying to get a few things sorted out. So maybe now is a good time with shorter
hours
yeah, if you're not
to schedule
fasting.
It in. Yeah,
try and
schedule
do it,
it in.
Okay.
For sure. Looks like exes can be friends. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori, were hanging out together.
They so look a little bit similar.
They do. So Kim, obviously married to Kanye. They have 4 kids together. Now Kanye is married to Bianca. And they were spotted hanging out, seated next to each other, actually, at Kanye's listening party in San Francisco. The kids were there as well. They seemed okay. They seemed friendly. So it looks like these two have really worked on that relationship
well,
now.
I mean, you could be friends with Kim Kardashian. She's cool, isn't she?
She seems cool. I mean, when we've met her, she's been amazing. Like,
and she's
lovely.
Clever. You know, she's done a law degree and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's smart. She's smart for sure.
Yep.
Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, probably one of the biggest movies. Whether you liked it or not, you can't deny that it's been one of the biggest movies,
yeah,
the most talked about movies alongside Barbie, right? It made nearly $1 billion at the box office, won at the Oscars, got all these awards. But how much money did Christopher Nolan walk away with?
I reckon it's going to be something like less than we expected.
So what do you think the number is? So they made nearly $1 billion at the box office. What's his cut?
I don't know now. You throw me off. I'm just going to say $250 million.
It's less. 100 million.
100 million.
So sources say he's going to walk away with 100 million at the end of it all.
Like, where does the money go then?
I don't know.
That's a lot of money. Where is it going? Like,
but you know what's weird? Is that we're saying 100 million is not a lot of money. It is so much money.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it because the movie made nearly $1 billion. But $100 million.
Like,
that's his paycheck.
That's a lot of profit, right? Obviously, the actors.
Actors have to get paid, the production.
Cillian Murphy and all of that.
All that, yeah.
There's somebody else, definitely for sure, who's walking away with a lot of profit.
Producers, probably.
I'd say there's people who are taking more than Nolan.
Yeah, the producers. For sure, because they're the ones who fronted the money in the first place, right?
Oh, really?
Yes, the guy got their money back.
Look at you knowing all about Hollywood, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, Home Fries.
It's another day done for this morning. We will be back later on with the Chris Fade Show's Hour of Power, though.
Yes, we will. And back tomorrow for your Friday show.
Friday show. We need to think of some stuff to do. I don't think I'll do duvet because it's not right.
No, you can't.
I mean, did he do it? He did it, though, when I was away. He did?
No way.
I remember seeing it. He did it when I was away. He did it on his own.
You're not going to do duvet.
No, I can't do it. It doesn't feel right. Unlike him, I will not drop him like a stone. He dropped me and started DJing with Dean Curtis. We need to talk to Dean. He's accusing me of something. We'll do that tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sure.
In the meantime, have a great Thursday. Thanks so much for listening. We do it especially for you. But have a great day. Ramadan Kareem, and we'll talk to you later.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.